Welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report. We have Tim Alexander, who is on at least twice a week, usually the third hour on Tuesday and Thursday, often pops in with emergency news updates. And Tim, we did a video the other day. We were actually working on the bugs and making sure audio and video are perfect on our live stream new studio.
It only took three times to get it that way, but yes, they're fine.
Well, the key is to be trained and to be persistent to eventually get it perfect, and we're getting there.
And not take a gun and shoot your computer. That's the big thing.
I'm patient. That's why I learned how to do computing. to some extent, I'm self-taught, but I have professional trainers at Livestream, and my computer techie guys are great, and I learn quickly if I get the proper trainers and manuals. Yeah. So let's talk about this. We had Leo Zagami talking about the referendum this coming Sunday in Italy, and the danger that if the no vote occurs, that their banks are going to collapse. At least 7 to 8 banks are going to crash. Your first story you have for today is Nexit next for the European Union. What do you think?
Right. Well, I think the Netherlands, that's what Nexus in this case refers to, the Netherlands, or Holland as it's also called, right, is opposed to elect, I can't think of the, was this Wilders, is that his name?
Yeah, Geert Wilders.
Yeah.
Far-right party that tops the polls in the Netherlands. Good.
And it will be, he won't have a clear majority. That's not how their parliamentary system works, but he'll be able to put a government together probably.
Right.
And he definitely wants to exit from the EU. This weekend, in addition to the Italian vote, and in a week, or a little over a week, the Netherlands vote, you have the vote in Austria,
right,
to elect the new president. And the guy running actually won the election, and they tried to steal it from him, and the courts threw it out and insisted on a new election. Hoff something or another.
Yeah.
Is his name. Uh-huh. And what I think you're going to see there is he's going to get elected. And he has said that he will use his powers as president, which are limited, but he's still, you know, he has some serious powers, to dissolve parliament and call a new election with the hopes of having a referendum on the EU. Of course, this is what the president of the EU parliament warned against. He told everybody, don't have any in or out referendums, we'll lose. The public is fed up with the globalists. They have overreached. The two things, I guess, are the real three things are the driving force. One, fear of the Third World War, which the Europeans fear being in Europe or next door to Russia all the more than we do. It's more a realistic, in-your-face type of thing for them.
Right.
Secondly, they're in an economic depression as well as we are. Their politicians have been lying and saying, well, we have, you know, maybe 11% unemployment, and ours have been lying even more and saying we're under 5%. The reality in the United States is you have 105 million people completely out of work,
right,
and who knows how many working for Mickey D's and Wally World for $7 or $8 an hour. Now, and of course the third thing that's driving this in the Netherlands and elsewhere in Europe is this virtual invasion of so-called refugees. About 80% or more are single military-age Muslim men from all over Arabia, from Afghanistan. Some are from Turkey, going through Turkey, and also North Africa. Many of these people are vile. They have very low IQs, very little education, mostly based on the Quran. They come from a culture and society which has almost nothing in common with European values, with Western values. The only time they see a woman without everything but her eyes covered is in their family, their sisters or their mother or grandmother. And they go absolutely ape. Some of these characters from North Africa, they've got so many in Norway and Sweden, the home of beautiful blue. They're not anywhere near all blonde, but blue-eyed blonde vixens, and running around in shorts in the summertime and skirts, and actually showing their face even. And these guys, they just freak out. They don't know what to do, so they engage in rape and everything else. And of course, they want to bring their system of laws and their culture into Europe to enlighten the poor European people who somehow managed to muddle through all these centuries without following Muhammad. And it's to me, I never cease to be amazed that there hasn't been actual physical uprising in several European countries, but what you're seeing is the uprising at the polls.
Here's what I predict, and based on a convergence of the geopolitical news, which we have, and the biblical. We had Jonathan Gray on recently, just a couple of days ago, on Wednesday, yesterday it is, and the last few weeks.
You had some really good guests, by the way.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, what I think is going to happen is that there are going to be a lot of controversy and probably some economic chaos here very soon in the first 200 days of Trump coming out of Europe, which I expect is going to be a no vote. And there'll be a no vote in Austria, and of course Fillon is most likely to be elected in France. What's probably going to happen is they're going to be.
By the way, I got to interrupt you. The president of France, Holland, has decided not to run again. That's
right,
breaking
so
news.
Fillon is probably going to become, which is a nationalist. But here's what I expect to happen. This is biblical. Britain is not going to be pulled back into the European Union. The superstate of Europe will rise after a period of controversy and a lot of people trying to maintain their nationalism. But the economic chaos will humble them and force them literally like a whip into giving up their national security and their own autonomy, personal autonomy. Because without representation, you have a bunch of bureaucrats in Brussels that will dictate everything. The rise of superstate Europe is an end time thing. That rise of that superstate Europe also with the rise of an America that right now we have a period of grace with Trump and Pence. That's why I call it Trump Pence, which is God Trump Pence. He's giving us a period of grace right now. But we need to keep on praying, not only for this administration but future, that we stay repentant and close to God. Because America is the most powerful nation that ever was. And we have to be very cautious that the rise of the superstate Europe is coming. I think that they're going to temporarily push back. But in the end, when the economic chaos hits, because after the no vote, there are going to be a number of banks in Italy and Germany and so on that are going to collapse. And out of that, you see the rise out of the ashes of this mess of a total loss of sovereignty and the rise of superstate Europe. That's in the Bible. And the superstate Europe is one of the final empires linked directly to the superstate of America, which has been the most powerful superpower in history. And I think what we're looking at down the road, and there may be multiple administrations down the road before we reach that point, but we have to be vigilant. Right now, we're with Carrier and air conditioning coming back and not losing 1,000 families' jobs.
By the way, two first cousins that were executives and engineers in Indianapolis with Carrier. They're retired now, but...
A lot of families are going to be happy this Christmas. What we have is we literally have a period of grace with Trump and Pence being our president and vice president. But we have to watch in Europe that the globalists are not finished. The Satanists are not finished. They're going to continue beating the war drums, beating the economic drums of chaos, and they're going to try to confound everything that Trump and Pence are going to do to fix the economy, not only here but around the world. And the globalists are not, you can't count them out. They got Satan in their corner.
Well, yes, they're very satanic, and when you try to analyze what they're doing, and you say, well, I don't think they're going to do this, and this wouldn't make sense. You have to keep in mind that they don't think like normal people. They're driven by a satanic agenda, and no normal, even a nut, would not head us into the Third World War, where that's exactly where many of the globalists want to go.
Well, they're in the economic phase of World War III right now. They've set, for example, Italy up, a no vote to maintain sovereignty and to maintain some autonomy for the citizens of Italy means that the banks are going to collapse. So if they vote no, which is to protect themselves from the Brussels hegemony and total control, they're going to collapse the banks, which will collapse the Deutsche Bank, and Europe is going to go down like a bunch of dominoes. I think it's going to happen. I think it's actually very probably going to happen even before the end of December.
I suspect you're correct. I mean, there's always the you can't be absolutely certain on that.
No, I'm not certain. That's
probably
predictively.
Correct.
I think that the Italians are fed up. I mean, you know, if you look at the public opinion, and I've talked to Leo, he was on today. The Italians are probably going to vote no. Just like Brexit, you're going to see the Italian exit. And when Italy and Austria and now France, with Fillon, is probably going to be elected, you're going to see a massive rush for the doors, especially after the election of Trump and Pence.
Well, I'm not sure he will be elected. I think maybe...
But the whole movement is doesn't matter if it's him or Le Pen. But it's going to be somebody who's going to be far right, who's going to push for French sovereignty.
Well, I would say Le Pen is the real deal. I suspect he is the diversion deal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but whoever is the real person, the public are not stupid in France, they're going to catch on and say, look, we want a person who's going to actually do what they say. Like, people were fooled by Hillary Clinton, not because they actually voted for Trump and Pence. So all the pundits and all the media that were trying to push and tell us it was all over, just go home, don't worry, Trump's never going to be president, make jokes out of it. It's President Trump and Vice President Pence. And it's we, the Rust Belt people, the real citizens of this country that did so, and the people who, some of them won't even admit the fact that they voted for Hillary Clinton. How can you vote for a satanic witch? How can you vote for a person who lies continuously?
Or her worthless husband, so...
Right, so how can you do that? I mean, you should be embarrassed, and especially if you're a Christian, you have to kind of say, you know, hang your head low and repent, and say, look, okay, I'm going to support Trump and his policies now, because... If we don't have America repent and build a strong border and a strong military and fix health care so everybody's taken care of, what are we worth? I mean, are we a Christian nation? Do we take care of our own? Do we also make sure that we operate in a proper fashion, not support?
Well, you know, how can you call yourself a Christian and support a woman who wants to, who thinks that it's perfectly legal and perfectly proper to go in to a woman's body when her baby is 9 months along, is ready to be born at any minute, and pull that baby out, stick a scalpel in the back of the head, suck its live brain out. If you think that's all right and you vote for someone that supports that and you call yourself a Christian, you need to be you need a good wake-up call, because you're heading down the path to hell.
We did a video on live stream and converted over to Vimeo and YouTube. And we included some stuff about Pizzagate. We don't have all the facts yet. There's a lot of disinfo, but there's enough smoke that there's definitely got to be a fire, which means that we know John Podesta and the spirit burning, spirit cooking kind of ceremonies, and the Satanism of Hillary Clinton, who's a high-level witch. I mean, we're not just saying, oh, yeah, ha, 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 she's a witch. No, she's a satanic evil person who gets off on stuff.
You cannot make this stuff up.
Right, she gets off on snuff where they kill children in satanic ceremonies, okay? This is not a damn conspiracy theory. In fact, the most evil person I've ever met on the planet is Hillary Rotten, R-O-T-T-E-N, Clinton. She is the most evil person I've ever met. And it's amazing how she would look a straight face and lie to us, lie to Congress, lie to the FBI, and... You know, no matter what Trump says, by the way, he just doesn't want to be dealing with the political backlash of this stuff. But Jeff Sessions and the Congress are going to continue, and they're going to continue sniffing blood, and they're going to get down to the deepness of this. And Pizzagate will sort out. We'll find out what the real facts are and the real issues. Just like we're
sort of... By the way, before I forget, there's been two in the last week... Two events that are a continuation of the battle between several countries, the BRICS and the global banking cartel. They attempted once again to try to force out of office the president of South Africa. He defeated that hands down. It's not the first time. And then the new president of Brazil, which they put in to replace the previous one, who was a supporter of BRICS, he is now facing impeachment also.
Right.
The behind. I mean, this is not. It's being wrapped. Both of these things are wrapped as a fight against corruption. Let me tell you, in South Africa and in Brazil, pretty much all parties are totally corrupt.
Right.
Corruption is not the issue. The real issue is, are they controlled by the global banking cartel or not? And the ones that are not, in many cases, while they're far from pristine Sunday school teachers, there is enough morality and enough honor in them that they want to protect their country and their people.
You got a story here about India too, and the bankers. Do you want to expand on that, Tim?
Italy. I'm sorry, India.
India.
India a few months ago began began doing IDs with. I think it requires a fingerprint. It requires a high definition photo. We've got to remember there's about a billion people in India.
More than a billion. I think it's just slightly under the Chinese population, but believe it or not, India is growing faster than China. So it soon in the next 10 years will pass China.
Well, if they don't manage to blow one another up, and particularly Pakistan and India. But, okay, now they are... they recalled their two most popular banknotes, the 1,000 and 500 Rao notes, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Now, there is a story behind that. Evidently, the firm that was contracting with them to print these banknotes evidently sold some of the paper. And bottom line is the Pakistanis got a hold of... evidently, either the printing presses or printed notes or the paper to print the notes on, and have been cranking out perfect counterfeits or near perfect counterfeits.
Wow.
So that freaked them out because that's their enemies. But that's a solvable problem. It's an opportunity to introduce, and I also, by the way, I see kind of a trend across the world. The globalists are now kind of in a panic. It's do or die. Particularly with Trump and what's happening in Europe, and they're accelerating their agenda. It's literally do or die. Now, now what you're seeing in India is they're telling people, we don't have enough banknotes. You're getting paid, and traditionally people that have servants, which is the middle class, all have servants. In India, they pay them at the beginning of the month in currency. And they're being told there's no currency, there's not enough here for that. So you're going to have to pay them by direct deposit into an account that they have.
Right.
And this is an attempt to eliminate paper currency. And there's a couple other countries that are also involved in this. So what I'm saying is India has been the kind of the beta test both for biometric ID cards and also all digital currency. Now, when I usually put a sentence or two up with a story, and I said, you know, the Hindus in India seem to be taking us down the road to the end times. I read out of the Christian Bible. Because the mark of the beast is very much a part of the end times.
Right, that it's is not going to originate from India. It's coming. The primary note is at Schriever Air Force Base outside Colorado Springs on Garbage Dump Road, an underground base.
Really? I didn't know that.
A giant array of Cray 4 and Cray 5 gallium arsenide quantum computers.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
And welcome back. A couple of interesting stories you have here, Tim. Mnuchin, the new financial director within Trump's cabinet, is pushing for the idea of 50- to 100-year bonds. And then a comment by your senior cardinal. Many Catholics are unnerved by Pope Francis despite his popularity. Do you want to expand on these stories?
Hang on, something kicked on there. Okay. Yeah, you know, there were four cardinals that recently, going back a couple months, sent a letter to the Pope asking him for kind of guidance based on his recent statements, that seemed to conflict with Catholic belief and dogma. And he didn't respond to him. And then they finally took the extraordinary step of going public with that. And he still hasn't answered. Now, what they're threatening to do is to literally have the College of Cardinals issue a, it's a formal, I'll have to read it here in a second, document that basically criticizes,
rebukes the Pope,
that's
right?
The word, rebukes the Pope. Now, another senior cardinal, a fifth cardinal, has joined them, and there was a sixth cardinal, the cardinal bishop, retired cardinal bishop of Hong Kong, who is criticizing them for making a deal with the Chinese government to authorize the Chinese government to basically have a veto over who gets to be a bishop.
You got to be kidding! Why would the Vatican make a deal like that?
Well, because there's an official church in China and an unofficial church. The unofficial church has bishops and archbishops basically approved by the Communist Party. The official church is mostly underground. Some of the unofficial popes, or I mean unofficial bishops and archbishops, have been approved by the Pope, sometimes in secret, sometimes not. It's kind of a mess, but you have to remember, you're dealing with communism. You're dealing with people who have oppressed, shot, killed, imprisoned, and tortured people, Catholics and other Christians, for being Christians.
But if you have one page of the Bible and you evangelize, they say it's okay to have kind of house church, but if you have a public church, you're going to go to a Laodai prison camp, and the first thing to do is tissue type you for taking your organs. They have these mobile organ procurement vans where they actually do the surgery on you by the airplane ready to take your organs out in organ transport cases. So they whip out your eyeballs, whip out your kidneys and your heart, and actually transport them to centers around the world in the West, including in Atlanta, Emory University, where they tried to recruit me back in 87, 88 to actually be part of their network for organ procurement from Lao Dai prison camps in China and elsewhere in the world, in India, where you can get, $8,000 for a kidney in India. And people don't understand that this organ procurement and tissue typing is standard policy in communist China. 20,000 Lao Dai prison camps. And the first thing you need to do is just simply have a page of the Bible and try to evangelize, and you're going to one and getting tissue typed.
Yes. And they're one of our biggest trading partners.
Why is that? We should turn off the tap of Saudi Arabia. We should turn off the tap of negotiating and dealing with communist China unless they completely get rid of their hegemony of total communist control.
Well, enter the 21st century, stop the fascism, communism, tyranny. In Saudi Arabia, a woman can't drive down the street. They have to be
with
her eyeballs covered up.
America's strong enough. We could choke off China in a heartbeat if Trump gets with it and Pence. And we could choke off Saudi Arabia, who's now going to cut back oil production $1.3 billion, simply because when they know Trump is coming...
Russian government, by the way, played a key role in that cutback. They definitely needed it. But the Saudis are getting desperate, too. They're dipping into their reserves for normal day-to-day operating expenses. And
the reason is Trump and Pence are there. Energy independence. I'm going to give you an example. I know the coal engineers, because I took care of them, in Colorado Springs and in Denver that were up in Wyoming. And there's one seam of coal that goes out to a national park there. That one seam of coal could supply the world with energy needs for 250,000 years. Just that one seam. Not even talking about nuclear reactors or anything else. That one seam of coal is so big, with the highest quality anthracite coal on the planet, it could supply
the
energy needs.
For the last century, the control over energy has been a key thing for the globalist.
We should not be dependent on anybody. We should tell the Saudis and the Qataris.
The Arabs and the Russians don't control the oil business. The Rothschilds do.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I see the crazy picture of an open mouth of Mr. Erdogan. Talk about Turkey announces military in Syria to overthrow Assad. So here he's trying to dig.
Well, now you know what? Within the last few hours, that has changed. President Putin had a little phone conversation with him, and now Erdogan says, "No, we're not there for that. We're only."
You know why? Because he mentioned this last year that he was going to turn this conflict into Stalingrad. And Turkey doesn't understand that they are a target for long-range nuclear missiles on their continental territory, and they're not at war with Bashar al-Assad, they're at war with Russia.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling that if you push Mr. Putin, he knows exactly how to push back.
To be honest with you, Mr. Putin is the one restraining his generals. If they think Putin is aggressive, they're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
The generals behind Putin, he's got a choke chain on these guys because they're just growling and ready to push the button and go crazy.
They're being provoked right now by the Ukrainians, who have declared an area for test firing of missiles, which happens to go into Russian airspace. And the Russians, needless to say, this is in the Crimea, are a little bit upset about that. They're bringing their Black Sea fleet to battle readiness and all this stuff. When you look at stuff that's going down, we're always close to the brink. And when something is close to the brink in Syria, usually the Ukrainians act up, because they're simply a coup government put in power by the United States and staffed with dual nationals. And they're disgusting. They don't care about their people. They only care about what orders they receive from upon high. From
that's why they even had mothers literally laying in front of the tanks when the so-called Poroshenko, that we call him the chocolate king, he's actually should be called a prostitute and drug king, was going to start a war with equipment with the Eastern Ukrainians, and the mothers laid in front of the tanks, and you're not taking my son to die fighting fellow citizens in Ukraine and Eastern Ukraine.
Well, let me tell you, if push ever really comes to shove in the Ukraine with Russia, I doubt that the Ukrainians will last a week. I suspect there'll be a coup de main with a 1 to 3 Russian airborne divisions set up.
Absolutely,
down
yeah.
Places.
They'll drop in there. And they'll control the buildings. They'll arrest Poroshenko. They'll probably execute him on the spot.
Their Esplander missiles will come in at about Mach 7 or Mach 8. They'll take out all the key command, control, communications, and intelligence centers. Their Air Force will shoot down anything else that moves. Their S-400 systems will sweep the skies of anything before the Russian fighters go in. And then the paratroopers will go in, and it'll be over in a short period. It'll be damn bloody, but
it won't be very bloody, actually. It'll be pretty bloodless, because the Russians will go in like a surgeon's knife of a trained neurosurgeon removing a small tumor in the anterior frontal lobe. This is not going to be a bloody long conflict.
Let me tell you, the Russians can do surgical, but it's in their nature to destroy as they move in. When a Russian armored column goes in, they destroy everything in its path.
Well, I agree, but when they went in, for example, a good example is Georgia. Remember, four or five years ago, they actually made a there was actually shelling by the past president, we call the tie eater, drug addict of Georgia.
What's the name starts with S? Those names in that area are always
Shakashvili.
Yeah,
the tie eater. Anyway, Shakashvili was doing this. The Russians said they came in with their armored division, like you say. They create a corridor by just in a matter of a few days to a week. They got down to the territory where the Russian, mainly Russian citizens near this area, near the Roka Gate, which is the gate where all the pipelines runs from Georgia heading toward Ukraine. And they cleaned it out, and of course the Georgians were actually shelling civilian population centers and buildings and killing Georgian citizens that were unarmed, and the Russians just moved in and cleaned out the Georgians. Okay, so they'll move in surgically, but even though it's messy, remember, even though it's messy and there's going to be a corridor, it's relatively going to be surgical. And on the world stage, the Russians want them to say, take us seriously, we're going to go in and clean this out, we're going to go create a corridor. That's why when Russia says back off and it tells America back off, we're going to finish the job in Aleppo, and there's American Air Force generals trying to dictate to Putin and to his Air Force, they should try it for SNL, they're comedians. Are they going to dictate to the Russian military that what the Russians are doing, which is basically saying that Bashar al-Assad is giving us a naval base?
Was it Monday or Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill demanding a no-fly zone in Syria.
How stupid are they? I mean, what the hell's wrong with them, okay?
Well,
honestly, people need to call their congressman and say, you idiots, if you start a no-fly zone, they had a
part of
force.
The problem is we have given carte blanche to Netanyahu and his government, and quite frankly, Netanyahu is the type of person that could get his whole country killed.
I got a new name for him. You know, I like the great deagleisms. His name from now on, do not refer him to Netanyahu, to him, refer to him Netsenyahu.
Netsenyahu, yeah.
You like that?
The strategy of creating chaos and war all around you, including Syria, and supporting the globalist goals in that, is really nuts and nutty.
It's satanic.
Because
there's no other word.
Yeah,
for it.
I mean, Israel is a tiny target, and Israel needs to be strong, but it needs not to have war all around it. I understand their thinking process, but they're wrong.
Well, then, here's
and a
the
lot
thing
of their own people at a very high level agree with that assessment.
Well, their process
it's
is
not
this.
Anti-Zionist. It's not an anti-Semitic statement on my part. It's a statement.
It's
about
a strategic priority statement. Right. Now, here's the point. What Israel thinks is that if they think they can balkanize the nations around them and create them, you know, geopolitical and financial disaster zones, they can control them without having the responsibility of the feeding and clothing and giving health care to their population.
Blow back. You know, that's all wonderful, but they don't have a magic wand to do that.
Well, even the king of even the Hashemite king of Jordan, who was a tank commander in the British military, and has actually a few clues in this, literally, unfortunately, allowed Blackwater Security Academy and GS4, along with the Israeli Mossad, to train ISIS and ISL 6 years ago, and there were even pictures taken with the idiot from Arizona. You know what I'm talking about. Our so-called war hero there. So what we have is a situation where Israel, and I've talked to an anesthesiologist, and this wasn't a military hospital, this is a regular Israeli hospital. If you get wounded or injured, you're brought to an Israeli hospital for you to be treated if you're an ISIS or ISIL person. This is craziness.
And you know, it's a very twisted logic that causes the Israelis to give aid, treatment, support, weapons, everything to the most radical Islamists who would gladly slit their throats and the throats.
I don't understand that. I mean,
right? It's very twisted logic.
Well, you know what? Also, they're just itching to what's called the Samson option. Okay.
Oh, you know, only the nuts are. The average person in Israel.
No, the average person literally thinks it's a legend or it's not true. They're, in a sense, they've got what's called mushroom media, too. They're just kept in the dark and fed BS as well. And the average Israeli ignores it and prevents it. Does
Bill,
not happen.
Here's the bottom line. The cancer that you see in the world that causes the trouble, you can go back to the globalists, and we were talking off line, the little Russian dolls, and you told me what
Kachina doll or babushka dolls.
Kachina dolls, yeah, okay.
Babushka is the other term they refer to.
You open another one, and there's another doll. Well, the ultimate is, at the very bottom, it's Satan. And the Rothschilds and their 30 families that are really the power behind just about everything, except the BRIC nations to varying degrees, they're the culprits. They're the ones that profit from war, death, destruction, economic depression, booms, bust. They're the bad guys. Right. And they're the global bad guys. And some people don't understand that. I think Trump does. I think he's going to have to really look at whoever he appoints as ambassador to the Court of St. James, because London is one of the key spots for the Rothschilds. To the extent that he won't be their puppet, he is their enemy. And they're very serious people. They're nutty. They screw up a lot. But they're not to be trusted, because they're doing Satan's work, and they basically want to take us to the Third World War. And no sane person, even an insane person, would want that, because that is potentially a life extinction event for the human race.
Now, Tim, I got to ask you a question. Do you know about the story about what's going on with Time Magazine and Donald Trump's call with a Pakistani? And they talk about the fact that it's a hypocritical mess. What's the story there? Do you know anything about that?
No, I just saw it. I haven't had time to really read it.
Yeah, if you go over, maybe we'll do an update on video this weekend with our live stream. They're doing everything they can to bedevil the government of Donald Trump, trying to fix things. He's got Carrier on side. He's going to. Already, the border guards are basically.
Well, the thing with Carrier worked. They're owned by a bigger defense contractor, right. And basically Trump just told him, said, "Look, you do this, you're going to pay a hell of a price."
Right. In other words, you won't get defense contracts.
You might want to recompute the benefits of moving the carrier plant to Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real simple. Yeah. And, you know, that bully pulpit, is not, he's not even president yet. And that's not hard to do. He made a phone call. Now, we haven't had anybody in there for years and years willing to do that because they don't give a damn about this
country. It's not years and years. We've never had anybody read back to the founding of America, you know, by Hamilton and Jefferson. We haven't had anybody since the founding of America that actually has cojones. The Hispanic term for
I don't know. George Washington was pretty good.
No, I'm saying that goes back to the founding of America. George
Hamilton
Washington
was
Jefferson.
Was a bad guy. Jefferson, I don't know. You know, there's mixed one of my great heroes besides Major General Lord Sterling and Major General the Marquis de Lafayette, a direct ancestor of one of my best friends, is Benjamin Franklin. He was a scientist, a thinker, he was in the news business, a diplomat. He was many things.
He actually discovered the North Atlantic Drift. Did you know that? North Atlantic Current.
Part of it, yes, part of it.
Yeah, he did.
Part of it.
In fact, he actually
now called
plotted
the,
it out in the oceans.
The thermal highline circulatory system.
Right.
And the Gulf Stream and the North Atlantic trip, that's only a part of it. But it was still pretty good.
It sort of changed the number of days for trade by getting on the proper part of the ocean to participate in the drift.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that gave you dramatic. It literally took days off the route to London and Europe.
Isn't that amazing?
Trading. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you know, electricity. You know, the whole bit with a kite and the thunderstorm, the whole bit. Bifocals, the Franklin stove, which we used up until even 100 years ago, as a principal heating system. That was.
You heard of a warm morning stove? It's a version of the Franklin. My grandmother would make Johnny cake, cornbread on a warm morning stove in Nova Scotia, Canada. We're talking about a super genius here in terms of constructing America. Like the Electoral College, they don't like it. It would mean that there would really only be four important states: California, Texas, Florida, and New York. That's it.
Well,
everything else would be relevant.
Yeah, and which is exactly why they did it that way.
Right.
And, you know, the senators select the vice president if he goes to Congress. But they used to be appointed by the general assemblies of each state. Now, the House selects the president if it gets thrown into Congress, but they vote by state. And so there are 50 votes.
By the way, I want to get your analysis of who you think is going to get in. I would like to see General Petraeus as the Secretary of State, and I'm really looking forward to General Flynn, who doesn't cut any of what I call slack for the Muslims. He considers all Islam dangerous, which is exactly what my view is.
Well, I do too, but at the same time, I always caution that while we need to kick some butt, we don't want to go down the route that Elmer Pike foresaw us going down.
You don't have to. You don't have to. All you do.
We don't need a third world war based on the Muslims.
You don't have to start a war with them. Here's what you need to do, and Trump can do this. He needs to say we're going to deport extreme Islam and super vet them.
Hell yeah!
But we're also going to tell you, doctors, lawyers, engineers, and professors, you need to turn in people, you know, moms in your mosque that are telling you to do extreme things, or telling your kids who are going to university to become extreme Muslims and start a jihad, even though they're born in American hospitals. So once Muslims start to become true American citizens and literally swear off Sharia law, which they need to make a public and written statement, they're fine to be Americans. I could care less. But if they won't do that, we need to deport them. And this idea that we're going to tolerate Islam, even moderate Islam, because it's part of their religion, I know from my family, which are from Lebanon, that Islam, even if they're moderates, will protect the extreme elements because it's against their religion to turn them in, even if they're bad guys.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
I think there's a very real question about allowing anyone who's Islamic in the country.
Exactly.
Now, there's
a way around it, but you have to make sure, if you have a public declaration and a written one, that they actually have to swear an oath. And we're going to also monitor them. We're going to monitor their Facebook, Twitter, their phone conversations, et cetera, for so many years to monitor to make sure that their behavior follows their oath. And if their behavior follows their oath...
Obama is doing just the opposite of all that.
Exactly. Now, if you follow with social media and metadata and you make sure that these people are staying good, you're good to go. go to your mosque, be a good Muslim, which, by the way, they're pro-life. There's no question about it. They cut the heads off and the hands off of abortionists before Friday morning prayers.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And, you know, Tim, I think we're going to do another update probably. If we don't do it today, we could do it today after the show. I've got to have something I'm going to do for an hour or so. But perhaps in a couple of hours, in an hour or two, we can perhaps do an update. What I think we should say predictively is we need to take what we see in the geopolitical realm, which is kind of narrow, and expand it to the biblical, which is where we have people like Jonathan Gray and others that are experts on the biblical interface. Where I see things going eventually is super state Europe, and America, that right now is under grace, but we've got to make sure we continue to repent and pray that it stays under grace. We call it Trumpence. God's giving us grace now. If we had had Hillary Clinton, we would immediately be at war. And it's remarkable to me that Congress is so crazy that they would actually vote for no-fly zone when the general actually sat in Congress a couple months ago.
You know, they're being talked to by
and they're trying to tell us
people, but
in the public.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
I saw it on the news, including Fox News, trying to convince us it's a good idea to tell the Russians, don't go in this airspace. I'm thinking, are you crazy? You're going to try to stymie the Russians?
Yeah, well, they got the S-400, the S-300, and various other lower altitude systems in there. And I'll guarantee you, We will not tell the Russians what to do. And if then somebody's made a deliberate decision to try to provoke the Russians into
right. Well, here's one of the things that I see
that
form of news media mental illness. And this happens throughout the election cycle, where they would try to create reality like wizards in their cauldron of news and tell us what reality was going to be, even though they knew they were putting eye of newt business and wing of bat and, you know, blood of, you know, young child into this cauldron. They're doing this because they're going to tell us what it's going to be, when they have no conception whatsoever that of the forces that are going to create reality, which is why Trump won, because the news media were not just off the mat, they weren't even on the same planet or dimension. And we see that over and over again as a form of mental illness, that they are trying to tell us what they want the future to be, and they're trying to talk us into a future that we don't want.
If you are a follower of Satan, by definition, you're wacko.
Right, but these people they're beyond stupid to suicidally, I call it suicidal omnicide. It's not just killing yourself, or not killing just your family or your nation. It's killing everything on Earth, and then killing the souls of the living beings on Earth. That's how evil this is. You know?
Well, what do you think? I mean, if it's coming from Satan, what do you expect?
If you take a religious element out of this, and you try to see if you can predict what's going to happen, and you're just a financial expert, you're going to be lost in space. You'll never be able to predict what's happening because you don't take the dimension of this.
Well, because you're trying to predict what's happening based on rational, logical thought.
It's not rational.
That's not the driving force. The driving force is Satanism.
Yeah, for example, we're going to, in the next week or two, sort of what's true and what's not true about, say, Pizzagate. And we know about the emails from Podesta about spirit cooking, where he was invited to this dinner.
Well, my guess, more and more will come out. And there's even that poor little girl that was killed, Jean, what was her name? Joe Bennett, what was her name? Ramsey, or the little girl.
Dominique Ramsey.
Yeah. They're beginning to, I read an article that's connecting some of that to people that were close friends of them that were involved in a cult.
Ceremony, yeah.
Yeah, when
and by the way, I haven't noticed
getting into
those
that,
people.
I mean, that is so despicable and so...
I haven't noticed for those people who think they can dissect politics away from the spiritual element. You're a fool, and you're going to die a fool, and you need to listen up that we're including the whole equation here. If you don't include the spirit dimension of what's going on here, you're
Satan
never going
real.
To figure it out.
Satan is real, but God is even more real.
Exactly. Pray, and
everything.
Pray for
everything
peace for America and the world. We're getting closer.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.